Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
8,500 in Lake Placid, New York, to watch the United States beat an unbeatable force that is the Soviets. That'd be pretty cool.
Right.
And that would be a good one.
It was also, you know, it was also like the bad guy team of the world, you know.
Right.
The Soviet Union.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
It was Cold War. It was so Cold War.
Right.
And it's not, and also it wasn't in, you know, Helsinki. It was in the United States in this small little town. I think that just, all those ingredients add to the incredible nature of this game.
No, it was awesome.
It would have been sweet if we did it Rocky style. I mean, Rocky went to Moscow.
Don't start wrecking this with your Rocky references. This was real. This really happened.
I mean, it's pretty close.
If we get along, can we all get along? Shut up, Rocky.
Yeah. Hey, that speech ended the Cold War, all right?
And didn't the Gorbachev character, nod, yes, I see.
He stood up and clapped and applauded.
Yes.
If I can change, you can change.
Yous can change that.
We alls can change.
Yeah. Thank you, Rocky Balboa.
And the best part too is the guy who interjects doing the translation in between his great speech at the end.
My favorite line from that movie
was four, right?
Yeah. If he dies, four. He dies. That was, right?
Yeah. Isn't that? I could not be defeated.
Yeah.
Yes, that was as he murdered Apollo in the ring.
Throw the damn towel!
Well, hey, Apollo knew what he was in for when he got in the ring. He's a fighter.
I mean, you bring out James Brown, you know, you're just poking the bear.
We got a text. Somebody said they would pick over that game at Lake Placid, the U.S. Mm-hmm. beating the Soviet Union, that they would take the 86 Masters.
That was Jack.
That's Jack, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and he was like 40, he was old, right? 45 or something like that.
It was, yeah, he was not predicted to win, but yeah, that's 86 Masters. There you go.
Do you think that Tiger's ever going to win a major again?
Boy, the odds are so stacked against him, right? I mean,
he hasn't won a major in over a decade.
Right.
I mean, the PGA last year was great. I mean, and he played almost as good as he could have asked. And Brooks Koepka, Captain Major, was awesome. He was not fazed by anything.
In my heart, for some reason, I want Tiger to win one more. I don't know why. I just think it's fun when Tiger wins. I think it's good for golf. The numbers are always better when Tiger is
Then he
out
could
there.
Give a speech like this.
Yeah, there you go.
I didn't know what to expect. I seen a
ended
lot of
the Cold War.
Me.
This speech.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to feel about that, so I guess I didn't like
use
much
either.
During this fight,
come on.
I seen a lot of changes.
Now there the cameras start going.
You felt about me in the way I felt
about
you.
This is you.
Oh, no, he says, when he gets
in
into
here,
it, I think he says yous can change.
Two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million.
That's right. That's right, Rocky.
Yo, I did the math like we figured out.
What I was trying to say is, but if I can change,
mm-hmm.
and you can change,
вы можете измениться.
Okay, now we're getting a reaction.
Yeah,
there you go. And there, Gorbachev stands and begins applauding. You're right.
Yeah.
Ended the Cold War.
Rest of the Politburo stands up.
They better.
The Minister of Sports better stand up.
Yeah. So
Amerikansky says he can change.
You know what bugs me? You know what bugs me about that movie? Just one thing, because it's the greatest movie of all time, probably should have won the Oscar.
And you think you're smarter than us.
I mean, if you don't like the montages in that movie, you don't have a pulse.
Well, I was going to bring that up. I was going to say
training
there's the contrast in the training.
In the winter.
Yeah.
Hearts on Fire. I mean, the music in that movie, it is as ratcheted up.
Rocky went old school. He went out in the snow with the stump on his back. Then you had Ivan Drago
taking steroids.
Yeah, and on that machine, they're monitoring everything about him, his oxygen levels, blah, 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 his blood, you know, what's going on with his blood, his muscle. And yet, when it came down to it,
it's all about heart.
You can't measure heart. They don't have a test for that yet.
How great would it have been if the movie just ends and Drago just punches him in the face and he gets knocked out? I'm like, that's probably what really would have happened.
End of the movie. All right.
Just roll credits. You're like, wait, what? What just happened?
Yeah, that new training is better than the old training Rocky was doing.
Steroids better than lifting logs.
And now he's killed Rocky, too. He killed Apollo and Rocky. End of story. That's it.
He's done.
Yeah, Adrian's going to have to go back to work at that pet
shop. They pan to his son who's watching on Christmas Day with the stupid robot in their house. He's like, wait, did my dad just die? Sorry, kid. Son's dead. Your dad's dead. Uncle Apollo and dad is dead.
Wow, rough year.
Yeah. This is the worst Christmas present ever. Yeah.
Don't forget the Soviets were monitoring him during his training, too. They had
guys
in the black cars.
Well, he outran the car. And then he climbed the mountain and screamed Drago from it.
Wow.
Drago!
How many times did you see this movie, Tim? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I just watch it every day to get motivation.
Well, he was on, Ivan was on the gym equipment sled crawl, and Rocky was out pulling
a
real sled.
Yeah.
With ropes wrapped around him and a stone, some kind of sled full of rocks behind him.
Yeah, with his trainer on there screaming at him. Yeah.
I don't know what
his brother-in-law.
Underrated moment is when he looks in the mirror and he grabs the picture and crumples it in his cabin.
Oh, yeah,
you know you mean business when you crumple up a picture of Drago.
Did you ever go watch Bad News Bears or something too? You know,
Gus Paulie,
the kicking mule.
When Paulie walks out of the plane, he's like, well, I hope they get the Rose Bowl here. It's Christmas, dude. Rose Bowl happens on New Year's Day.
It's true. He had his dates all mixed up. God. You can see some lower-level bowl games, probably.
Yeah. But I hope we get the Blue Bonnet Bowl up here.
Yeah, right. Something I'm going to look at anyway. Oh, is this where he outruns the car? The car crashes.
Yeah.
It hits a snowbank.
And then he runs up a mountain.
Yeah. I'm watching it right now. You're right.
See? Now
the car was right on his heels when it, they were going to run him over.
What are they going to do?
Yeah, they were literally right behind him.
Your day is better now.
Because I'm going to go home and watch that documentary at some point this afternoon. Yeah.
Almost to the top. Here
he got to the top of that mountain lickety split. Yeah, there he is.
Is he yelling now?
He's screaming. Yeah, okay, he's screaming Drago.
Okay, back it up.
Yeah.
The hair.
Oh, yep. Oh, yeah. God. This is what I work out to.
Oh, what's this?
Oh. Oh, here's the Drago.
Really? Is he saying Drago?
This movie just went past the ultimate cheesiness to that when the cheesiness became greatness.
Plenty of people are texting saying greatest movie ever, so you're not alone, Tim.
See?
There you go.
The Oscars this weekend, forget Roma, Rocky IV should get the Oscar.
Retroactive.
Yes.
Sure, a Lifetime Achievement Award.